Saturday, August 14th. Once more, we woke early without wanting to, and by mutual agreement, decided that we would walk down to Oriole's. We found her still in bed. She padded out on the front porch, so thrilled to see Lyndon, and me too, and we collapsed on the bed while Oriole regaled us with stories of the Christadelphian camp meeting. They had 3 weeks of it, 1 week for each of the 3 different sects they have broken apart into 3 groups. And the health and vital statistics of all the kinfolks, Leela Martin, Mamie and her husband, Baby Sue, and the newest grave to appear in our family cemetery, Florence Forsyth. When we left, she said, "The day is a better one because you came to see me, and tomorrow will be better too." It takes so little to make her happy. It almost makes me ashamed that we don't give that little more often. Back at the house, we lay around the pool, had breakfast, sunned, read. And Lyndon asked me to call up the guest house and invite Mrs. Berkeley and Dr. Berkeley to come up and join us for lunch. Once more, I loved him for being thoughtful. This is developing into the quietest weekend we've had in a long time, with just staff, 3 Valentes, Jake and Vicky and Jenny, and Jesse, about whom I'm quite selfish. Perhaps he should invite some attractive middle-aged widow. She'll have to like us, too, because we can't spare him. Linda took John Bitar sightseeing. Handsome, easy to have around. He's an ideal house guest. Not so easy was Lucy. In the storm of friends, which broke up in the household with her arrival. She'd come in on the courier from Washington, bringing Pat Nugent. Had quickly acquired in Austin a coterie of friends, Bill Hitchcock, Kathleen Carter, Beth Jenkins, a little girl named Happy, and one of the Fox girls from Blank Cove, and 4 or 5 assorted boys. Lucy had announced that they were going to Mexico. Here it was, nearly noon. It would be at least 4 hours hard driving, there and back, and they did not plan to spend the night. Also, she had just flown 1,600 miles. It was a bad moment for a parent. I did not approve. I thought it would be much too tiring. It did not sound practical. Every reason in the world against it. And yet I can remember some of the most happy things I ever did were some of the silliest. But I managed to divert Lucy for the time being. Why didn't they go to see the Lewis? It would be her place someday. Come back and have hamburgers and a swim and go to Mexico early the next morning. I was greatly relieved when somehow they didn't go, and the question never came up before the high court of my husband. It turned out they did spend the afternoon seeing the hill country, the Scharnhorst, the Lewis, where they had a great tray of hamburgers brought over to them, and raided the icebox for drinks, and then the lake. I took a nap in the afternoon, and then drove to join Linda and John at the Blanco State Park. We went across the Devil's Backbone, and the Texas Highway Department has certainly done a beautiful job of a scenic drive out. Blanco State Park was rather unremarkable, but well filled with picnicking families and children in the river riding inner tubes. We went to the Aquarina in San Marcos, a very sophisticated achievement for that little town. A glass-bottom boat from which we saw through the crystal waters more than 40 feet deep, down to the springs that boil up through the limestone fissures in the earth, making the white sandy bottom bubble like cream of wheat cooking. There were catfish, some of them more than 25 pounds, entirely too much marine growth, hundreds of varieties that are harvested for use in aquariums. We went through an early Texas village, complete with blacksmith shop, general store, shades of my daddy's merchandise circa 1910, and a saloon which might have been the Long Branch. And then we rode the funicular, a clear glass bubble with seats for 3, went high across the river with a cliff on the other side, with some lovely landscaped gardens and a reproduction of a little Spanish mission. Everywhere youngsters crowded around me asking for autographs. Everybody called me Ladybird. It was rather fun. High on the hill towered the Gothic college building where Lyndon had gone to school. It dominated the scene. We drove back to the ranch, hurrying a bit so as not to keep everybody waiting. I'd asked them to have dinner around the pool with candlelight, and we got there at 9:30. A.W. had joined Lyndon, but no others. Just the home folks, Jesse and Jake and the Valentes, and Vicky and Jenny, and Linda and John, and Lucy, with about 6 or 8 of her friends. Later, Linda and John and Stevie, Lucy's other house guest. went to see Oreo. They woke her up, and she asked if there were any newspaper women with them. She says, if there are, I'm going to stop and put on my clothes. You know, I don't sleep with my shoes on. I caught the last few minutes of Gunsmoke, and we were in bed by 11:30. This is the nearest a family weekend we've had, and I've loved it.